Listening to episode number 1921 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 5th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The weekend is upon us.
Yeah, you got big
plans. The sun is shining. No, I think I'm actually going to be sleeping this weekend. I've had a week and a half of very little sleep. But yeah.
Going to binge watch some Monk?
I think I'm going to binge watch some Monk.
In your chair with your blankie?
You're telling my stories here. It's time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The baby Pebbles in the Flintstones was originally going to be a boy, until a toy company told the creators of the show that baby girl dolls sold a lot better.
Well, that'll do it right there.
But you know what?
Money grabbers.
I had a Bam Bam doll.
Did you know, really?
I did. With the plastic club
no
and everything.
No way.
They would never let kids have a toy like that now. Because the club was actually a weapon. Even though it was, you know, plastic. It was a weapon. You could hurt somebody with that thing.
Did you beat your brother with it?
I sure as hell did. A lot. An average of 350 slices of pizza are sold in the United States every second. Every second.
Wow.
We eat some mad pizza here.
We do eat some mad pizza. Is that averaged out over 24 hours?
Well, what I want to know.
I mean, New York doesn't close.
I want to know.
Las Vegas doesn't close.
Is that averaged out over takeout pizza or frozen pizza, which I don't consider to be the same thing. I just don't.
You know, but here's the odd thing that I would probably get hate mail for.
You're going to.
I love frozen pizza. Not all the time, but every once in a while, it's like, God, I want that
taste. That like it's frozen. It's got a weird taste.
Just every once in a while.
Yeah.
Every blue moon.
If you drop Silly Putty from a high place, it does not bounce. It shatters.
No way.
I had no idea about that one.
So who tested this one?
Right?
I know. I know what we can do now.
We can drop some Silly Putty from the top of the Empire State Building and get arrested. There are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy. It's not even that close. There are around 3 trillion trees. Say that fast. 3 trillion trees. Versus 100 to 400 billion stars.
How do they know
not
this
even
for
close,
sure?
Science.
Because, I mean, how do you know how many trees there are?
And that's some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Well, Mariah Carey's estranged brother is suing Mimi for falsely accusing him of being a violent person in her memoir.
Oh, my. This is interesting when people write memoirs and they do tell-alls.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, she's Mariah Carey. She's got a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
I happen to know a little bit about publishing because I'm actually writing a book myself. I've gotten all the way to the halfway point of the first page. But here's the deal. I have a contract to write the book. Anyway,
it's
going to
be at least 10 pages. And you're halfway in the
pictures.
First page. Yes.
I'm drawing
there's
them.
Pictures.
And they're going to reproduce them.
It's going to be pictures. Is it a picture book?
It is. No. But the deal is you can't print crap that isn't true.
Right.
Because if you do, you're going to get sued. So what's up with her brother? What's up
well,
with
Morgan
Mimi's
Carey,
brother?
He claims.
Yeah.
That Mariah, that his sister, damaged his reputation when she wrote about an alleged violent struggle he had with their father and an attack against their mother in her 2020 book, The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
The Meaning of Mariah Carey. What does that mean? So Morgan says that her description of the struggle paints him as a violent man. Well,
I would think so if she said that he hit his mom, her mom, and their dad.
Now, he claims that actual fights with his father never happened when Mariah was a child. So she's writing about these things that happened when she was a kid.
Oh, you think maybe she was like, I don't know, she was manifesting this in her head? Some way, shape, or form?
And,
maybe they
and that he never slammed their mother into the wall.
I never slammed mom into the wall. That wasn't me.
So
that was dad.
Is this something that she thought happened? Did it happen?
No.
Like, I don't know.
Did she make this up to sell copies of a book? Does she need money? Is she relevant anymore? I mean, it's like this year she wasn't even on Ryan Seacrest for New Year's Eve.
I know.
She didn't have a possibility of singing off key or forgetting her lines or anything, but she was part of an Airbnb thing in New York.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. She wasn't there. Mimi wasn't there, but her name was on it.
So anyway, Morgan Carey, not yeah. this Morgan. I'm not Sooner.
She's not Sooner. Maybe you should.
I was going to say,
maybe she said something about you.
Could use some money. Yeah. Other line of income. Anyway, he's suing his baby sis for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Oh.
And naturally, it looks like he wants big money.
Oh, you betcha.
Yep.
Baby sis has got it. You betcha you want money. Take some of her kids' inheritance away from her. Right now. That's what it's all about, Uncle Morgan.
Joe Exotic.
Oh, God.
He's not holding back in his new tell-all memoir.
Oh, God.
Both of my stories today, memoirs.
Huh.
Maybe I need to write a memoir.
I was going to say, where did that come from?
I don't know. My memoir would be really short. It'd have pictures.
Hey. You know who needs to do a picture book? It's Halle Berry. I'd buy her picture book.
You sure would. You download it and expand it and the whole thing. And then you go stalk around her house and say, hey, can you sign my book and my rack?
No, my rack.
Hey, Joe's been typing up his explosive memoir while serving out a 22-year prison sentence. And here's the kicker. He's already sold it to Simon & Schuster.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And they're going to publish it in November.
So he's writing a book.
Uh-huh.
He's in prison for 22 years. Not likely to get out He probably won't stay for all 22.
Probably
but he's
going
to stay for a while.
Yeah.
And he may be old and decrepit when he gets out. So what does he need money for?
I don't know.
That's my whole point. You know?
To keep trying to hire people to off Carol Baskin?
You got a cot and three squares, man. And free medical care. Really, what more do you need? Just got to make sure that you don't get shanked. I mean.
According to the cover art, the book touches on his transition.
He's transitioning.
From Midwestern farmer.
Oh, okay. That kind of transition.
Infamous Tiger King.
Oh, this is a page turner. Is it not
federal
a page turner?
Page turner. You got it. So Joe told E! News.
Yes.
It's going to be a truth tell book.
Truth tell book.
A truth tell book.
Oh, my God.
Not a tell all book, but a truth tell
book. Truth tell.
He says, I'm not holding back anything. Everybody that's ever done anything good, it's going to be in there. And anybody that's got bones in your closet, you better look out.
Why would anybody want to buy this? All I want to see in this book is that he can witness exactly what happened to Carol Baskin's husband. Let's say that would be a reason for me to buy it. Other than that, nah. I heard the story. I'm done. I washed my hands.
I want to see. I'm kind of curious about who he's going to be, whose bones he's talking about.
Well, you know what? We don't have to read it because we have the internet. And somebody will
review it. That's right.
Somebody
will. And they will.
Just in time for the holidays. Oh, yum. More Who Cares coming up next week on Monday. And don't forget. Who knows? Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, too, the Who Cares News, wherever you listen. Have a good weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.